It's time for Brainbuster, the professional wrestling quiz show here on the PWO Place to Be Nation Podcast Network. I'm your producer, Matt Denson, on the board, and now let's welcome your host, the man who once gave Roadhead to get a lift on the Lex Express, Johnny Sorrow.
Hey, if it'll get me a couple hundred miles across the country, I'll take a shot in the mouth.
Oh, boy.
That's fantastic. All right, welcome to the second ever Brainbuster, the professional wrestling podcast quiz show here on the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation Podcast Network. I am, of course, your host, Johnny Sorrow, with Matt Denton on the board. And let's get right to it and welcome our current panel. First up, from the Titans of Wrestling, my dear friend, Kelly. How you doing, Kel?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm really excited, actually. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Also, from the Great White North, we have our very own Stephen Graham. How you doing, buddy?
I'm a little bit angry. The first episode, I had to pull out because of a business meeting, and Martin Sleaze gets to go in there and beat two lowly Texans. And then, so I'm the uncrowned champion of the first episode. And then I come back, and who do I have to face? A fellow Canadian, Kelly. Like, I couldn't have got two more Texans?
I'm from the good part of Canada.
Exactly.
And, of course, our returning champion, who's apparently broadcasting from inside a fishbowl.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
It's Marty Sleaze, everybody! How you doing, champ?
Always the best to be the champion. I apologize for any technical difficulties, but I will overcome them and defeat the jobber lovers from the Great White North.
Okay. It's easy for you to say.
That's hard time.
All right, so our first game, this edition, is a game I call Will You Stop?
Will you stop?
It is a 1 point per question. The next player up can steal if he doesn't know. Actually, forget all that. We're just going to get, everyone's going to get three questions. Three quotes, actually, from the patron saint of Brainbuster, Bobby the Brain Heenan. So I'm going to tell you something that Heenan once said. You have to tell me who was he talking about. And we're going to start with our champion, Marty.
All right.
Okay. Who was Bobby the Brain Heenan talking about when he said this? For crying out loud, McMahon, you're talking to a guy who thinks the bathroom should be outside 50 feet in the back of the house.
George the Animal Steel.
Wrong!
I'm sorry, it's Hillbilly Jim.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. All right. Next up, Steven. Bobby the Brain Heenan was talking to who about this? You had 700,000 votes to get into the Hall of Fame. You'd have had a lot more, but you ran out of stamps.
Who? Get in the Hall of Fame. Man. Bockwinkle?
No! No! No!
No, that would be Bob Uecker.
Oh, that makes sense. Damn it.
Okay. Well, we're off to a rousing start. Kelly.
Yes.
They're a lovely twosome, or threesome, or foursome, or 25thsome.
Oh, God. I should know this. I know I've heard it before. He's already talked about Hillbilly Jim, so it can't be another redneck slack-jawed yokel group shit. The Bushwhackers.
I'm dumb as fuck. I'm sorry.
No, it would be Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire.
Oh, man. Well.
Oh.
Okay. First three questions, a big goose egg for everybody. Next up, Marty, back to you. Who was the brain? Who was the brain talking about when he said this? He's the only man who can hide his own Easter eggs.
Big boss man.
You fucking suck.
No, that would be Carrie Von Erich.
Oh, obviously.
You're all like big fat thing. Failure turtles.
All right, Steven.
Okay.
Who is the brain talking about when he said $1 million body, 10 cent mind, and Whoopi Goldberg's hairdo?
Davey Boy Smith.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Good.
That
one.
Is correct.
Yes.
Matt, you're really bringing it with the drops. That's fantastic.
Don't get fucking smart with me.
Kelly, you know how some people can palm a basketball? This guy could probably palm a Buick.
Andre the Giant.
Blow it out your ass.
Pretty good.
That's Giant Gonzalez.
Fuck.
Right, Marty.
All right, here we go.
Her face could hold an 8-day rain with all those wrinkles.
That's ignorant.
No, it's Helen Hart. All right, Steven. Three toughest years of their life, the eighth grade.
The Bushwhackers?
Asshole.
No, that would be the Steiner Brothers.
Oh.
Okay, Johnny, lob me a softball, man. Lob me a softball.
Okay.
Show the Titans bias.
For a fellow Titan.
Okay. Blank is like a cue ball. The more you strike them, the more English you get out of them.
Blank is like a cue ball. When you strike them, the English you get out of them. God, the Dynamite Kid.
No.
I'm retarded, you jerk!
It's Tito Santana.
How would I know that? How would anyone know that?
Gee, I don't know. You guys interviewed him on Titans.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot that question.
All right, Marty. His grandmother was a taped fist champion. His father was an Irish setter.
Blackjack Mulligan.
Fucking bullshit!
Can I steal?
No. But, you can't steal, but you go ahead. Who was it?
Was it Duggan?
Yes, it was Duggan.
Oh. Yeah.
1 point for me.
No points for you. well, you already have 1 point. Yeah. Okay. Steven, this is yours. He looks like something that fell out of a deck of cards.
What? Doink the Clown.
That's a good guess, but no. That would be Sir Oliver Humperdinck. And
these are hard questions.
No shit.
The last question. You see, you guys are like, I know lots of wrestling trivia. I want to get on that game. Okay.
Apparently I don't.
The last question goes to Kelly, and it's very apropos. The two things that scare me the most about blank is that they're allowed to vote and allowed to reproduce.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Will you stop?
No, that would be professional wrestling fans. Is the correct answer. Wow.
Oh, Hardy, let me just say I'm very disappointed in you. I got none of that.
Yes.
I think he feels humble.
Humbled. Like the Sheik. Yes. Like Sheiky baby humbled him. Okay, well, coming out of that round, the leader so far with a staggering 1 point is Steven.
Yeah. That's right.
That's- Think that game's one for the woodpile, Johnny.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know how much research I did for that?
Too much.
Our next game is the very first Brainbuster listener suggested game. I'd mentioned the last show. And in the chats, if you had an idea for a game, yeah, contact me at ProWrestlingOnly.com and give you some ideas. I got lots of ideas, and this is one I'm going to use this time, and it's called Hail to the King. Thanks to Goodyear at PWO, who came up with this game. And so here's the background on this. Jerry the King Lawler won the USWA Unified World Heavyweight title 28 times during its history. Of the following wrestlers, you will tell us, did Jerry Lawler beat them for the title or not? Now, don't think about the Mid-Southern title and all that, the one he held 3 right. billion times. This is just the USWA Unified World Heavyweight title when they were co-promoting with World Class and all that. So, we're going to each person, I'm going to name a name. Yes or no, each correct answer is a point. So, first up, we're going to start with Kelly.
All right.
Now, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Tatanka for that belt?
Yes, I believe
that is. That is correct. 1 point to you, sir. Next, Marty.
Okay.
Did Jerry the King Lawler beat Razor Ramon for that belt?
No.
I'm sorry, he most certainly did.
Ooh.
I think it was all right. Fake Razor Ramon.
Well, Razor Ramon nonetheless.
Oh. Wait, wait. He kind of could get, wait. Have you on a technicality there, Johnny.
Hey, it's who owns, it's like Vince proved who owns the copyright on the name.
I guess I deserve that for how I won the first Rainbow.
Yes, okay. Steven. Karma. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Damian Demento for that belt?
Maybe. I'm gonna go with.
It's not an option.
I'm gonna go with no.
That is correct, sir. He did not.
Yeah.
Another point for Steven. Next up is Kelly. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Firebreaker Chip?
Under that name? Using yes. that name? No.
That is correct. Another point to Kelly. Marty. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat the Master of Pain?
Yes.
That is correct, sir. Very good. Marty's on the board.
I know.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and the Master of Pain, who, of course, went on to become who?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, of course. Very good, okay. sir. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat the Dragon Master for that belt?
Yes.
That is correct. Another point for Steven. Kelly. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Bill Dundee for that belt?
Ooh! That could be a trick question. I'm going to say
Orlando.
That is correct, sir. He did not. Amazing.
That was a trick question.
Amazingly, he did not.
Wow.
All right, Marty, back to you, sir. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Owen Hart for that belt?
Yes.
That is correct. Yep. Another point for Marty. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat the Colorado Kid for that belt?
I'm going to say no again.
That is wrong, sir. He most certainly did. The legendary Colorado Kid.
Who was the Colorado Kid?
Oh, yeah. The guy who you always read about in PWI but never actually saw on top.
That's what I thought.
The guy who he gave Roadhead for the NWA title, apparently. Next up is Kelly. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat King Haku for that belt?
No.
That is correct. Another point for Kelly. Marty, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Tracy Smothers for that belt?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That is not correct.
That was a tough one.
Yes. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat the Snowman for that belt?
He feuded with the Snowman. He faced the Snowman. But he ever beat him for the belt? I'm going to say yes.
No, he did not.
Oh, that was a tough one, dude.
In fact, I believe nobody beat the Snowman for the belt.
Did he walk out on him? Yeah. And then pawned it.
Well, yeah, then he pawned it for crack. Yes. Okay, Kelly. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat King Reginald for that belt?
Yes.
That is correct. Another point for Kel. Yes. Marty, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat PN News, the Rap Master? No, that is correct, sir. No, another point for Marty. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Dutch Mantell for that belt?
Well, if he didn't beat Dundee, he had to beat Mantell. So I'm going to say yes.
No, he did not.
God. Fuck. Tricky bastard.
I think Mantell was the last holder of the USWA title, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. That is correct, sir. Kelly. All right, Kelly. Did he ever beat Bob Sparkplug Holly for that belt?
Ooh. No.
No, correct, sir. Way to get to it. All right, Marty. Did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Tank, a.k.a. Mantor, for that belt?
Yeah.
That is correct. He did. he wasn't going by Mantor. He was going by Tank at the time. Steven, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Sid
for that belt?
That is correct. Very good. Kelly, did Jerry the King Lawler ever beat Awesome Kong for that belt?
Yes.
That is correct, sir. And, of course, not the Awesome Kong with tits. Well, maybe.
I think they... Yeah. Don't be so sure.
Not the one with a vagina.
He's wearing a mask. You don't know.
Yeah. Don't be so sure of that either.
Maybe. He had a front... He had a bunt, maybe. But, All right, Marty. Did Jerry the King Lawler beat Typhoon for that belt?
This is a tough one. I'm
going to
go with no.
That is correct, sir. No. Steve, did he beat Kamala for that belt?
All right. Well, if he didn't beat Mantell and he didn't beat Dundee, did he beat Kamala? Ugh. I'm going to say no.
Yes, he did.
Fuck!
Kelly, did Jerry Lawler beat Todd Champion for that belt?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Very good. All right.
Are we going through every reign that he had?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. Not at all. No, not at all. Remember, I had to come up with as many who didn't as
right,
did.
Right, right.
All right. So where are we at now? Marty, your turn?
Yeah, Marty.
Marty, did Jerry Lawler beat the 1-2-3 kid for that belt?
I'm going to say yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Ooh.
Sorry. And Steven, this is the last one.
Okay.
All right. Did Jerry the King Lawler beat the Warlord for that belt?
Oh. No. Let me try to do what Kelly does to summon inner knowledge. yes.
No, he did not. Okay, so the winner of that round is Kelly.
Yes. I swept it, baby, didn't I?
Close. But so at the end of two rounds, our score is Steven with 4 points, Marty with 5 points, and Kelly with 8 points. Oh.
My God.
So, right at this point, I just wanted to ask you guys, you got anything you wanted to plug? Any shows, blogs, podcasts, things that you just want people to know about that's cool? Start with you, Steven. What's going on, sir?
Well, yesterday, the All Japan Excite series dropped episode 5 with Parv. You guys might know him. Pretty fun show. I think earlier in the week, I was on List 'Em and Learn with Matt Foy while we ran down the top 10 ECW matches in history. And, of course, the first, second, and third Wednesday of every month is the Pro Wrestling Super Show. So everyone should check that out.
Very good. Kelly, what do we got going on?
Well, we have, of course, the one and only Titans of Wrestling, rocking and rolling, going through Mid-Atlantic now. And we've got a three-parter. We had part one just dropped on the 70s Mid-Atlantic, and the second one will be a continuation of that. And the third one is a 1978 year in review. So that's probably the next month for Titans of Wrestling right there, the greatest podcast on God's green earth, of course. And also with Marty is Tag Team's back again, and we are set to record our second episode next weekend. And this is focusing on 1985 WWF tag teams at present, but the plan is to probably look at other tag teams from different eras. It's wide open right now, and it's really cool too. So check both of those out if you haven't already.
Very good. Marty, what do you got going on besides that?
First thing I want to mention is I had a big missed opportunity in WIP on the PM News. I could have went with No Baby No. as soon as I got it, it said no. I was like, I should have said that. So I wanted to bring that up. That was easy. Other than that, I am doing the show with Kelly, as he said. I have a blog, ridingspacemountain.blogspot.com, because I know some people rather read rather than listen. So I actually have written content for people. Gone through 2014, pretty much. I have a ton of 2000s Japan on there. The back catalog has tons of 80s WWF tag team wrestling. Let's see what else. Just random stuff. So going forward, probably going to do the 1980s AWA set. So ridingspacemountain.blogspot.com.
Very good. Very good. All right. Let me see here. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Let me put it this way. If you've laughed just once, you owe us money.
Yeah, very good. These are just old drops from our old show. We're just making ourselves laugh now. Our next game is Name That Card. bring it back from the first game, but with a different rules. Now,
oh.
1 point per category, and the first player, whoever is in first place at that time, which would be Kelly, gets to choose a category, then a year in that category. Then you have to bid how many matches you can hear me say, starting with the bottom of the card going up, that you think you would need to hear to name that card. So let's say, Kelly, let's say you pick one, and you say, I can name that card in, and I'll tell you how many matches there are. You say, I can name that card in 6 matches. Then, Marty, you can either say to Kelly, name that card, and if he can, he gets a point. If he can't, you get a point. Or, Marty, you could say, I can name that card in 5 matches. And then Steven has the chance to either challenge you or go even lower. And that's how that's played. Everyone will get a turn. Right. Is that clear?
I think yep. so.
Okay. And we're going to start with Kelly because he's in first place. So your choices are, sir, WWE, WWF, WCW, or Potpourri, which can be anything.
Well, for my first go, I think I'll play it safe and go with WWE, WWF.
All right. Let's bring up the years. Would you like a WWE, WWF year 2000 or 1990?
1990.
Okay, here are your clues. Do you get clues? There are 10 matches on this show. It happened in Philadelphia on August 27th. There were 19,304 people there. 18,703 of them paid to be there. And let's see, Steve Corino was in the crowd at this show, apparently, and featured Vince McMahon and Roddy Piper on commentary. Okay. Out of 10 matches, how many do you think I could name? Matt, you're distracting me. I know it has too many obvious clues. Fuck you.
They can't, yeah.
they can't all be hard.
I can name it at 0 matches.
Yeah, so can
well,
I.
Well, you can't bid. You can't damn bid. So, Kelly, how many matches can you name this in?
One.
Now, Marty, are you going to challenge him to name that card, or can you name it with no matches?
Oh, well, I didn't know I could even, okay.
I'm going to try to name it with no matches.
Oh, alrighty. You're going to try to name it with no matches, and that's how yes. that ends that. So what is it, Marty?
SummerSlam 1990.
That's correct. It is SummerSlam 1990.
I didn't think you could go with no matches. Okay. All right.
Well, okay. Well, now you know.
Would there be an opportunity for the other guy to name it in minus one match?
I didn't think of that. But this is how the game is going to evolve, because the game I based this on, which is the Leonard Maltin game on Doug Loves Movies, you go negative. There's a way to go negative, and I'm just going to have to think of something. So we'll get to that. Hey, it's not like you're winning money here. Okay, come on. But yes, a point goes to Marty.
Damn it.
Now, I'm going to name you that card. It was Paul Roma and Hercules defeated the Rockers. Kerry Von Erich beat Mr. Perfect. Sensational Sherry beat Sapphire via forfeit. The Warlord beat Tito. The Hart Foundation defeated Demolition to win the belts. Jake Roberts beat Bad News Brown. Jim Duggan and Nikolai Volkoff defeated the Orient Express. Oof. Randy Savage beat Dusty Rhodes in 2 minutes. Hogan defeated Earthquake. And Ultimate Warrior beat Rick Rude.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, if they go into negatives, they should start naming the cards themselves. Okay, we'll get to that. All right, Marty, it's your choice now. You have, you can choose WWF 2000, WCW, or Potpourri.
WCW.
WCW. All right. Now, would you like WCW 2000 or WCW 1995?
I'm going to go with WCW 2000.
2000. Ooh.
Wow.
I thought it'd take forever to get to this.
Well, he's young.
Yes. Yeah.
I figure that, yeah, it's probably an easier one to protect from being stolen by.
You know, okay. That could be. Hey, it's a game of strategy. 10 matches. This was held in Buffalo, New York. Not going to go with the date. There were 8,638 people there.
The date makes it easy.
I just realized that. That's why I'm not giving it. You had Tony Schiavone, Mark Madden, and Scott Hudson on commentary. And, okay, now I'm going to tell you, here's one. At one point, Gene Okerlund conducted a backstage interview with the Natural Born Thrillers, during which Gene Okerlund called Sanders a prick and told Sean O'Hare to blow it out his ass.
Real good impression there, you prick. Blow it out your ass, O'Hare. I got guys that can take out your kneecap. What about the rest of you piss ants? Anybody else want to do impressions?
I smell Vince Russo.
angry Gene is the best. So, with those clues, Marty, and there are 10 matches. How many matches do you think you could hear me say and for you to name this card?
Five.
All right, Steven. You can either say name that card or go lower.
Okay. I'll go with three.
Okay. Kelly, you can either go lower or challenge Steven to name that card.
Name that card, Steven.
All right. Here are your three matches. Here are your three matches. WCW Cruiserweight Champion Elix Skipper with Major Guns pinned Quee Wee with Paisley at 11:05 with the Overdrive. Chavo Guerrero Jr., Lash LaRue, and The Wall defeated Evan Courageous, Shannon Moore, and Shane Helms at 10:25 when LaRue pinned Helms with a Death Valley Driver. And in what must have been an all-time classic, Ron and Don Harris defeated Chronic in a first blood chain match.
Blow it out your ass!
At 6 minutes, 36 seconds. Name that card.
I'm going to go with Halloween Havoc.
Close but no cigar, sir. It is Fall Brawl.
Oh, one off. That
classic Fall Brawl 2000 card.
You know what? It sounded like he was going to say Fall Brawl as well.
I thought you were about to say it.
I was about to swear. That was
fuck this game.
Fuck WCW.
Well, here's the rest of that card. WCW US Champion Lance Storm with Major Guns defeated General Rection at 6:46.
So great when you read it.
Canadian people.
Also, Jim Duggan turned heel in that match and joined Team Canada.
That's right.
Of course he did.
Yes, let's turn Jim Duggan heel, and his big heel turn is I'm Canadian.
Smell the heat.
Oh, healthcare for everybody.
Give me some of that poutine.
I watched Degrassi, tough guy.
That's the promo we should have.
Big Vito, Disco Inferno, Rey Mysterio Jr. and Juventud Guerrero and Paul Orndorff with Conan and Tigress defeated Mike Sanders, Sean O'Hare, Chuck Palumbo, Sean Stasiak, Reno, and Johnny the Bull.
That would have been
back. Yeah,
yes.
That was the giveaway match.
Shane Douglas and Tori Wilson defeated Billy Kidman and Medusa in a scaffold match.
Oh my God.
Sting Sting defeated the Great Muta and Vampiro. Mike Awesome beat Jeff Jarrett in a bunkhouse match. Scott Steiner defeated Bill Goldberg via KO. And Booker T pinned Kevin Nash in a steel cage to win the belt. Classic.
Wow. I know okay. that Goldberg Steiner match is well regarded. Yeah. Yeah, I think I may watch it later. Or at least one match.
Watch that, that scaffold match.
The scaffold match, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So now it is, who didn't get to pick yet? Steven, you
didn't, get to pick, no.
So your choice is WCW 1995, WWF 2000, or Potpourri?
I'm going with WWF 2000 to make it easy for me.
WWF 2000. All right. Let's see. 8 matches. It was held in Dallas, Texas. Sold out, 16,504 people were there. It was in July. Featured Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler on commentary. And those are your clues.
All right.
How many matches can out of 8 do you think you can name it in?
2,000, right?
Yes.
Vengeance.
Oh, no.
Have to, yeah, you have to bid first, sir.
Zero matches.
Now, Kelly. Okay, well, okay, he's doing the zero game. We're going to stick with the rules. Name that card.
Vengeance.
No.
That hurts my soul.
Nope. It's fully loaded. Fully loaded.
Oh, Vengeance wasn't there until 2002, you dick.
2002.
Fuck. Wow.
It went fully loaded, then Invasion, then fucking Vengeance.
All right, Invasion is 2001.
That's right.
Yep.
Right, oh,
well, I knew that.
Well, here's the card that you didn't want to hear.
Lita, don't want to hear it now.
Well, Lita, Matt, Jeff Hardy beat Test, Albert, and Trish Stratus. Taz defeated Al Snow. Perry Saturn beat Eddie Guerrero. The Acolytes defeated Edge and Christian. Val Venus pinned Rikishi in a steel cage. The Undertaker pinned Kurt Angle. Triple H beat Chris Jericho in a last man standing match. And The Rock pinned Chris Benoit. I remember this card. It was the one where people inside the business said this is the card that, you know, showed that they were going to go with young guys, but everyone on the internet said it was burying young guys because the three of them lost in the main events.
Of course. How things have changed 15 years later.
Yeah, I know. But if you look back, everyone in the business goes, that's when we knew we arrived because the three of us were in the main events. It didn't have anything to do with winning or losing.
Yeah.
Okay. So it gave us a little harder than I thought, huh?
Fuck you.
Okay. Our next game, before we get to the 10 count speed round, our next game, let's look at the points right now. Steven is in third place with 4. Marty is in second place with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Kelly is in the lead with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 still. Nobody got any points that round. one. Marty did. Marty won that round.
Yeah.
Anyway, this game, something I like to call a prairie home combatant. Thank you. Basically, Nate, tell me if the wrestler that I name was born in Minnesota.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
You can all, yes, and now you can all just marvel at that amazingly great pun and title for this game for anyone who ever listened to NPR ever in their life. If only I could do it in Garrison Keillor's voice, but that's not going to happen.
Try it.
I can't do it.
Real good impression there, you prick.
You see, son, I keep throwing them in and you keep missing them. All right, so we are going to start with Steven.
Ugh.
I'm going to name a wrestler. You tell me if he was born in Minnesota. The Crusher, Steven. The Crusher.
I'm going to say no.
No, correct. Point for Steven. Kelly. Paul Jones.
No.
No, correct, sir. Marty. Brad Rengens.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, wow.
No.
I would have said yes, too, Marty.
Steven, Tom Zenk.
Yes.
That is correct.
I'm not sure.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Kelly. Let's see. Mr. Electricity, Steve Regal.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes. No.
Oh.
Marty. Wilbur Snyder.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
No.
Steven. Lenny Lane.
Yes.
Yes is correct. There's a 50-50 chance, guys. Kelly. Kelly. Austin Aries.
Yes.
Yes. For a point. Marty. Eric Rowan.
Yes.
Yes.
Norwegian.
Thank you, Wayne.
There you go. Steven. Jake the Milkman Milliman.
No?
No. Very good, sir. Kelly, Molly Holly.
Yes.
Yes. Very good, sir.
Yep. Good Midwestern girl.
Yeah. So they've good childbearing hips.
Yeah.
Marty. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yes.
Blow it out your ass.
Oh. I thought it was a trick.
Yeah, that was a trick one.
Steven. Baron von Raschke.
He's from Germany. Where is he? Yes.
No.
Oh.
He was from Germany.
That is all the people need to know. Let's see. Kelly. Charlie Norris.
Charlie Norris. Fuck. No.
Yes, he was.
Ah, fuck.
All right, we're going to go one more round of this. Marty. Mm-hmm. Your pick is Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Never heard him talk before. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, he was. Very good. Yes. Steven. Soldat Ustinov.
Steven gets all the foreign gimmicks.
He's from Russia, damn it. Yes.
Yes, very good, sir.
Nice.
See, I had to choose between him or Nikita, and I wanted to.
Yeah.
I wanted to challenge you guys with all your fucking trash talking that's been going on all month. and last, Kelly, the one, the only, Ricky Rice.
Oh God. No.
Yes, he was, sir.
Oh fuck.
All right, so. Going into our Mr. Electricity speed round, was there ever a wrestler with a worse nickname that was just not apropos of him at all than Mr. Electricity Steve Regal? I believe
good one.
Our score, and if I'm wrong here, I'm sure Matt can tell me to blow it out my ass, is Steven with 9, Marty with 9, and Kelly with 11.
Damn it.
It's tight.
It's tight. It's anybody's game as we go into 10 count. Each of you get 10 questions. It's fill in the blank. If you pass, we're not going back to it. So your best bet is to just guess if you don't know. you know, you never know. You might guess correctly.
And we're going to...
All right, you know, work out the kinks there. Since Marty and Steven are tied for second place, I'm gonna flip a coin, which my imaginary coin here, and let the champion, defending champion, go first. Marty, you're up. You're up.
I'm gonna sit back down.
Marty, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. The one man gang lost the UWF title to blank.
Dr. Death, Steve Williams.
No. Big Bubba Rogers. Damn. Gorgeous George's real name was George Blank.
Swagger.
Correct. Jack Swagger's dad on WWE TV was played by blank.
Bunkhouse Buck.
Jimmy Golden, Bunkhouse Bunk. Correct.
Wow.
The Rock and Roll Express's finishing move is the blank.
Double drop kick.
Correct. Samoa Joe won the ROH title from blank.
Xavier.
Correct. The Rock's grandfather was Peter Blank.
Paivia.
Correct. The Road Warriors fought the Midnight Express in a blank match at Starrcade 86.
Chapel.
Correct. Blank is hailed from Oil Trough, Texas.
Dutch Mantel.
Correct. Jimmy Garvin held the AWA Tag Team titles with Mr. Blank, Steve Regal.
Come on.
Sorry.
The fix is in.
Yeah.
The first match on the first WCW Nitro was Blank versus Brian Pillman.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
That is correct, sir. All right. So let me
check my
message for my producer. All right. Oh, that's awesome. Good, Matt, if we need it. we've got an amazing surprise in case we have a tie. So, Marty, after that round, the score, you have 10... 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 points. Steven, you ready?
I'm standing up.
All right. In World Class Championship Wrestling, Chris Adams and Blank were called the Dynamic Duo.
Gino Hernandez.
Correct. The winners of Tough Enough Season 2 were Jackie Gata and Blank.
Johnny Nitro?
Linda Miles. Blank was the first and last holder of the Missouri State Heavyweight title.
Ron Garvin?
Harley Race. JYD's WWF entrance music was Grab Them Blank.
Cakes.
Good. Gangrel was once known as the Blank Warrior.
Vampire.
Correct. Eric Bischoff gave the WWE audience HLA. HLA stood for Hot Blank Action.
Lesbian.
Correct. Road Warrior Hawk and Kenzuki Sasaki were known as the Blank.
Hellraisers.
Correct. Dirty White Girl interrupted Gordon Soley because she just wanted to talk to Blank.
Not Tom Pritchard. What was his name? I can't. Tom Pritchard is not Tom.
Tom Pritchard is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler was once Blank's caddy.
What? AJ Lee.
Kerwin White.
Oh. Okay.
The Rat Pack were Ted DiBiase, Jim Duggan, and Blank.
Steve Williams.
No,
Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne. Sorry, you got to take your first answer. It's Matt Bourne. See, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 for Matt. Yeah. All right, Kelly. We're going to go all the way in. You need 7 to tie, 8 to win. Here we go. Eddie Gilbert and the Russians buried Blank under a Russian flag.
Bill Watts.
Correct. Ryback's catchphrase is blank me more.
Feed.
Correct. King Kong Bundy splashed midget wrestler blank at Mania 3.
Little Beaver.
Correct. The AWA stars once performed a rap song called the Wrestle Rock Blank.
Rumble.
Correct. Wendy Richter beat blank for the WWF Women's title at WrestleMania 1.
Leilani Kai.
Correct. Elizabeth had blank arrested for aggravated stalking.
Lex Luger?
Goldberg. Psycho, wow. Psycho Sid hit blank with a TV camera at Survivor Series 96.
Shawn Michaels.
Jose Lothario. Bray Wyatt's real name. Bray Wyatt's real name is blank Rotunda.
Wyndham.
Correct. Batista once held the church official title of blank.
Deacon.
Correct. Shane Douglas and blank were called the Dynamic Dudes.
Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 19 points. Yeah. The winner and new champion of Brainbuster, Kelly.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Very good. Very tight. Marty, you almost got it. You almost retained. You almost came from behind. Sorry,
you have eight, by the way.
I just want to say that they can only be one first ever. And just like Chris Jericho was always regretted as the first ever. I will always be the first
Johnny.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh. He had 19 points. I counted eight. He got eight. He got two wrong in the last one.
Yeah, oh, you're absolutely. We have a tie.
Yes.
We have a tie. See, that's Jack Tunney just came in and corrected me. I got too excited. We have a tie, and this week I actually have a tiebreaker, but it's something we call sudden death. What, too soon? All right. Our sudden death tiebreaker, and it's purely coincidental that Kelly, you're getting this because it is kind of your forte, but I think Marty, you do have a chance. I'm going to name a jobber. You have to tell me how many, without going over, how many singles matches did they win? So, you guess, each of you get a guess. The closest, without going over, will be our winner. And if you, and I've got a number of them if we have to keep going. So, Marty, since you are the champion, you get championship advantage. Without going over, how many singles matches did Bill Mulkey win in his career?
Singles matches, Bill Mulkey. Without going over, I don't know how long this guy wrestled for. 22.
22 is over. Kelly, you have a chance.
Seven.
You have also gone over, sir.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
if you said one, you would have won.
Yeah. You know, that is, I think we just discovered the flaw in this fucking tiebreaker game. anyway, Kelly, you
was
go first.
Was it one?
It was five.
Oh, shit.
Without going over, how many singles matches, Kelly, did the Gambler win in his career?
Hmm. 12.
12 is the exact number you win, sir. Ding, 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 ding. You go home.
Well, that's great. And I swear I did not know that off the top of my head. I'm not that nerdy. I'm close, but I'm not that nerdy.
Very good, sir. Very good. 12 is the exact number of matches the Gambler won in his entire wrestling career.
Well, you got to be lucky to be good, baby, and I'm lucky and I'm good, and I'm the champ. All right.
Very good. Okay, so Kelly, being the winner, you get the honor of reading the plugs, which I have put in the group chat.
Yeah.
Scroll all the way down. I fucked that up last time.
Where are they?
They're not all in there because you posted them before they got here, Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here they are.
There you go. Blow it out your ass!
Okay. I thought the original idea, Johnny, was the winner got to cut a promo of their choosing. Is that have been scrapped completely? Or is this your concession to the Place to Be Nation?
Oh, well.
Political.
No. Just read the fucking plugs.
Okay. Because I had a promo ready on.
Well, you can do the do it after. Do it after the plugs.
Well, then no. We'll see. Okay. Pro Wrestling Only and Place to Be Nation are excited to be the home of Visit PlaceToBeNation.com. What? The home of what?
It's supposed to be Brainbuster.
Apparently, Visit PlaceToBeNation.com is the hottest show on the Place to Be Nation. Yeah. I've never heard of it personally, but it must be popular. Excited to be the home of.
Blow it out your ass.
To be the home of. Excited to be the home of Brainbuster, home of Kelly Nelson, the champion of Brainbuster. Visit PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Wrestling, sports, comics, movies, and more. And of course, the PWO family of shows, led bravely by the titans of wrestling. And tune in after the major wrestling shows out there for reaction shows, where someday you just might hear Johnny's head explode. Scroll down. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you want to be a contestant on the show, just contact Johnny Sorrow on Twitter at Titans O Wrestling, no F, no G, or drop him a line at ProWrestlingOnly.com.
Well done, sir. All right, I want to thank you guys for joining me for the second show. I want to thank Matt Denton on the board. This has been Brainbuster here at PWO Place to Be Nation. See you next time.